listening to 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com, the broadcast voice of Rowan County High School Athletics. Broadcast sponsors include Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex and Go-To Solutions of Moorhead, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, the Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, People's Bank of Kentucky, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And hello from the Brown County High School baseball field on the campus of Brown County Schools, especially the Brown County Senior High School. We've got the second game of a two-game series between the Bath County Wildcats and the Brown County Vikings. Brown County picked up the win last night in Orangeville 6-1, and we're back at it here tonight. 14-5 for Bath County, 4-2 overall, 0-2 in the 4-2 in the region, rather, 0-2 in the district. And for Round County, they are 15-3 overall, 10-0 in the region, 3-0 in the seed play for the 61st district. Let's go ahead and get the lineups out here. We're going to have some special ceremonies beforehand, so let's get the lineups right now. For Bath County, leading off and playing third base is senior Corbin Sorrell. Hitting second, senior shortstop Brock Donahue. The senior catcher, Jay Smith, will hit third. Hitting in the fourth spot will be Braden Roussis, the senior first baseman. Isaiah Williams, the DH, will hit in the fifth spot. Colton Carpenter, a junior pitcher, will hit sixth. Memphis Beadle, the junior second baseman, will hit seventh. Hitting eighth will be Logan Hiley, a senior right fielder, hitting ninth. Senior center fielder, Adam Witt. And in the non-hitting position will be Clay Manley. So Sorrell, Donahue, and Smith, Braden Roussis, Williams, and Carpenter, Beadle, Hiley, and Witt. For Round County, leading off and playing shortstop will be sophomore Aaron Pennington. Hitting second will be senior designated hitter Hayden Maines. Hitting in the third spot will be senior catcher Chance Furnish. The cleanup hitter and center fielder will be senior Hunter Hamilton. Then the fifth place hitter is the right fielder, senior Caleb Cooper. Hitting sixth will be junior second baseman Abram Norden. In the seventh spot will be junior first baseman Ben DeHart. Hitting eighth will be the senior third baseman Colby Wilburn. Hitting ninth in left field, junior Will Richardson. And on the mound is junior right-hander J.A. Ingalls. For Ingalls, this will be his sixth appearance and fifth start. In 15 and a third innings pitched, he's given up 15 hits, 17 runs, 16 of those earned, 13 walks, and 25 strikeouts. He's 2-1 with a 7.30 earned run average. For Carpenter, for Bath County, this will be his sixth appearance and fifth start. In 21 and a third innings pitched, 17 hits, 12 runs, 8 earned, 8 walks, and 24 strikeouts. He's 2-2 with one save and a 2.62 earned run average. I'm Randy Stacy. Roy Wright is along with us, one of the Bath County play-by-play or announcers, and your play-by-play man, Jared Stacy, is right next door. And we'll get underway shortly. The umpires are out with the two coaches, and Roy and I will take this opportunity to talk a little bit about last night's game. And Roy, it was a good one.
It was. Brown scored 2 in the fifth, 4 in the sixth, and they end up winning 6-1. But both pitchers pitched really well. Back in, made a couple of mistakes there in the sixth inning, which enabled Brown to put a couple insurance runs on the board, but it was a well-played game.
Yeah, Braden Russus was unfortunately a tough luck loser because he pitched well. And Colby Wilburn went the route and moved to 4-0 on the season. And that was Russus' first loss. But Wilburn did a good job of just not getting, let him get any big hits. And fortunately for Round County, they got the big hits.
Right, and I think he had one walk, if I remember, but Round made all the plays in the field, did not commit an error, and I think Bath County ended up with four hits, had an opportunity, had a guy thrown out at the plate early in the game on a sacrifice fly attempt, and, you never know how things go if you can get the lead early, but Round made a good play and threw him out at the plate, and the rest is history.
Yeah, that was Caleb Cooper. He came up and threw a shot from right field to the plate. Pitchers tonight, Ingles, throws it hard enough, but he's also tries to work in and out, up and down with the breaking ball and tries to stay ahead of the hitters and tries to pitch to contact.
That's have a whole lot like Carpenter. Yeah. He's usually around the plate, throws a lot of strikes, and, for Bath County to be successful tonight, they got to make all the routine plays and cut down on the number of walks.
All right. Some players on this we need to mention. The catcher for Bath County, Jay Smith, is a good one.
Oh, outstanding. I think he may have been a five-year starter. I'm not sure if he started as an eighth grader, but I know he has since his freshman year, and he's hit well over 300 almost every year through his high school career. And got a cannon for an arm behind the plate. Just a solid performer.
And Round County has some folks who are going to play at the next level. Hayden Maines, who's got arm problems right now, is only DHing. He's signed with the University of Kentucky as a catcher. There's Furnish, Chance Furnish. He is signed with South Carolina Upstate. Recently, Hunter Hampton has committed to Georgetown. The signing will come up in the next week or so. I know that his dad was talking with Jared a little bit a while ago about being part of the signing ceremony. And Aaron Pennington has said for a long time that he's going to play at Morehead State, but he's a little young for as far as the commitment to be accepted or whatever. But there are some really good players. And these two teams love to play each other. It's a great rivalry.
You know, I think somebody told me Bath hasn't beaten them since 2013. That's a long, long time back. But there, the last few years, there have been a lot of competitive games that Brown's been able to make the plays and pull out a couple of close games.
I'm pretty sure Jared will have that series among his notes and whatever. Well, that's the lineups. That's some of the pregame information. We'll be back with the start of this one after this on WIVY.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Morehead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
GoTo Solutions and Linex of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Beautiful day here in Moorhead. Temperature's just over 80 degrees here on Viking Hill. Brand new baseball field. Just a handful of baseball games under its belt. First time Bath County's made the trip from Owingsville, and Bath County has really struggled against this Round County squad. Last win coming back in May of 2013. We'll talk a little bit more about the series history here in just a little bit. Randy Stacy to my right. Roy Wright to my left, Jared Stacy with you. Randy Ross will be our field umpire. This two-man crew will be led behind the plate by Keith Powers. Defensively for Round County, Richardson and left, Hampton and center, Cooper and right, Wilburn and Pennington on the left side of the infield, Norton and DeHart on the right, with USC Upstate commit Chance Furnish catching with J.A. Ingles on the mound. And looking at Ingles' numbers, this is fifth start, six appearance overall, 15 and one-third innings pitched, 25 strikeouts to 13 walks on the season, and he's set to get this one underway as he will deal to senior Corbin Sorrell, who bats from the right side. Sorrell just over 230 to batting average, and he chases one up high, and it's 0-1 early. Gentlemen, if you don't like this weather, I don't know if I can broadcast a game with you.
Oh, the last 2 days have been unbelievable for spring baseball.
Corbin, Donahue, and Smith, the first three, as that pitch catches the inside corner. Back-to-back fastballs by Ingles. Ingles wastes no time at all when he gets the ball back and does throw from the set, even with nobody on base. Something that he's done for a few years is this one lifted deep down the left field line. Left fielder Richardson moving to his right. And a good 15 feet short or so with a warning track makes the easy catch, and there's one down.
Thought that ball would actually hit a little harder than that. It just looked like it didn't carry much.
Well, and that wind's blowing from left to right, as Randy's about to allude to. And that's what slowed it up as it goes down the line and caught in fair territory. Wouldn't have mattered either way if it was foul or fair. Goes down the same as a fly out to the left fielder, and that'll bring up Brock Donahue, the senior. Fastball upstairs, chased after by Donahue. Donahue on the season, six walks, two doubles, one home run on the season for this Bath County squad, and that's Jay Smith, who bats in the three spot as the 0-1 fouled off over top of us. This field turf from the back of the infield all the way to the backstop. Everything else from there on, foul and fair territory, is grass. As that pitch ties up Donahue, and he still goes after it. He got a piece of it, but caught by the catcher Furnish, and that's one of those positions, either one of you take it away, but it's almost self-defense where it looks like that fastball is going to come in on the hands and hit you.
Now batting, catcher number two.
Roy's the coach. He can handle that.
Well, he started to, you know, take it, and then I think it was a little closer than he thought, and then I think the ball actually got a piece of the bat.
Curveball on the first pitch to Smith in there for a strike.
Pitching backwards to Smith. They did that last night almost exclusively.
Ingles has done a good job getting ahead in the count to all three of these batters. Is that wind blowing out towards right field? Is that fastball low and away in the opposite batter's box?
Smith had the only RBI and a double last night for Bath County to account for their one run.
That one
looked like hitting.
Yeah, I was going to say almost hit Smith. He makes no reaction at all to head towards first base, so no argument at all from him or Patrick Armitage, head coach down the third baseline. Not sure who is the coach down the first baseline. I can't see a number. Oh, that's Roy Wright, the other Roy Wright. Roy Cable Wright, former Morehead State baseball player and former Bath County player himself. Ingles has this one hit into straightaway center field. Maines almost runs past it, but will back up. That's Hampton, rather, who will make the play, and Bath County goes down in order. Pennington, Maines, and Furnish. Has Bath County won this one last night over, or make it Round County won last night over Bath County? They'll look to do the same as they'll grab the sticks when we come back here on WIVY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Sorrell, Donahue, and Smith go down in order for Bath County. Let's take a look at the Wildcats defensively. This time we'll work our way from the catcher out. Smith behind the plate with Carpenter on the mound. Colton Carpenter, this is his fifth start, 21 and one-thirds innings pitched. Given up 12 runs, 8 of which earned. Very nice strikeout-to-walk ratio, 24 strikeouts to just 8 walks. 2-2 on the season with one save. The infield consists of Sorrell at third with Roussis over at first base, Donahue at short, and Beadle at second up the middle, with Manley in left, Hiley in right, and in straightaway center field is Adam Witt, who will bat in the 9 spot. Round County, Pennington, Maines, and Furnish your first third, Hampton, Cooper, and Nord in the middle third, followed by DeHart, Wilburn, and Richardson. Two home runs on the season for Furnish, one for Maines. DeHart has added one himself. 7 triples, though, for Hayden Maines. That is a very, very impressive stat. As Carpenter from the windup deals, and this one bunted down the third baseline. Perfect bunt down the third baseline in fair territory, and the third baseman eats it. Sorrell just fields it with the glove, flips it over to his right hand, and doesn't even bother giving that a hurl. And that is a bunt single for Pennington, and that'll bring up Hayden Maines.
Pennington had 3 singles last night.
Yep, Roy and I waited all night last night for some bunts and never got them, and here we get them in the first inning of this one.
Hayden Maines has 7 triples. Jed Hamilton from Highlands Latin listed with 6, but who knows if that's anywhere accurate, given the way some of these small schools submit stats. First pitch to Maines. Looked like a cutter there almost by Carpenter in there for a strike on the inside half. Pennington with the healthy lead over at first. Carpenter checks and deals. That one just off the plate, 1-1. Maines, 4.68 batting average. Furnish at 5.37. Pennington at 4.23. Video game S numbers there in a way. 1-1. Maines tries to check his swing. Umpire from behind home plate says he went, and no doubt about it from her angle.
These first 3 hitters for Round did most of the damage last night.
Well, you just look at the batting averages, no surprise. I mean, crazy S numbers early in this season as this one hit into straightaway center field. Witt backing up, and it's over his head. Pennington's going to round second, head for third. He's rounding third. He gets the green light. Maines is running for third. The throw and the tag, not in time. Maines gets in there with the triple. Nice relay from Bath County shortstop Donahue, and a good tag by Sorrell, but Maines just beats it.
Second ball hit the center field, one in the first inning for Bath, and that one, both of them carried really well to center field.
I hate to say I have a crystal ball here, folks, but what am I just talking about, Maines and him leading in triples?
You got a lottery ticket tonight?
I won't win.
Now batting, catcher number 15.
That joke's funny coming from you, Roy, I must say. And for those who know that inside joke are chuckling right now. Furnish will dig in. Furnish has Maines standing 90 feet away. And he is going to walk in as this one rolled into left field in between Donahue and Sorrell, shortstop and third baseman. And it's three consecutive hits to start this one as Furnish over at first, and he'll have a runner come in for him. That's going to be Likens.
Not to start Patrick Armitage was hoping for here.
Likens has 10 runs scored without a at bat in this season, so we know he does this often.
Hampton will dig in. Four consecutive seniors, second, third, fourth, and fifth batters in the lineup. Likens with the standard lead over at first in the pitch plateward by Carpenter's low and away. Hampton will be signing to Georgetown College coming up here shortly. No official date set, but was speaking with his father, Chris, earlier, and that date will be set soon, and will be out at the high school. As a swing and a miss there by Hampton, 1-1. Approaching the top of the hour, Roy Wright to my left, Randy Stacy to my right. I'm Jared Stacy with you on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. Carpenter will come set, quick glance over the right shoulder, make it twice, and plateward pitch. Off the plate again, 2-1. Taking a look at the 16th region, Boyd County to no surprise at 14-2, Raceland at 17-2, and there sits Round County at 15-3. Swing and a miss by Hampton, and that'll even it up at 2-2. 2-0, Round County leading early here in the bottom of the first. Likens running for Furnish over at first, still a big goose egg on the outs out in the left center field scoreboard. Carpenter just trying to find an out one way or another, and this one hit high into the air, just right of second base. Beetle charges forward, camps under it, and makes the play, and there's that out they were searching for. I'll bring up Caleb Cooper, the right fielder, a senior for the Vikings. Cooper, and it's weird to say this, but Cooper is quietly batting 360 on the season. And it's hard to say that he's quietly batting 360, but when you look at these averages, Brown County really getting the bat on the ball.
Come on, baby, jump on it.
Cooper will dig in. That one almost hits the left elbow. He wears some padding on that left arm. Roy, were you a pad wearer on the left arm or right arm?
No extra stuff. Maybe a sweatband.
Okay.
No padding.
The 1-0 to Cooper. That's in the dirt. Skips away from the catcher, but staying put as Likens.
In the dirt?
Well, in the turf. It's going to be in the dirt. Don't even get me confused there.
Me too. Last game when I did the one here, it was in the dirt.
And it's technically not dirt. It's turf, but we'll call it dirt for these purposes. 2-0 the count. Cooper, it's got to be a pretty one for him to take a cut here. 3-0 now as pitch misses in. I will never forget, Randy, you'll remember this. We went to a Cincinnati Bearcat football game with a friend of yours, Delbert Ault, who actually is the PA guy for U of L football, baseball, women's basketball, as the 3-0 pitch in there for a strike on the outside half. And before we went to that game, Delbert had a relative playing. That's how we got the tickets. He was playing for EKU, who was at Cincinnati. We got a walk on the UC baseball field, and it was all turf.
Johnny Bench Field, Marge Schott Stadium,
yeah.
Whatever it was, yeah.
And it was the first time I had ever seen a field with a turf mound, as the 3-1 in there for a strike. Cooper takes that one and both pitcher and batter are going to battle here. But that was probably, what, 2009? And that was a turf mound. And that was really kind of the turn of when you started seeing fields move to the turf. Payoff pitch with one down. That one's in. That'll be a walk. So two aboard with one down. Abram Norton now, junior, will come to the plate.
Norton hitting better as of late. Got it up to 346.
No one batting as well as Tyler Crips, though, for Round County. Two hits on two at-bats. He's batting 1,000. Give that man some more reps.
A lot of times he doesn't get hit because he's in the DH, the non-hitting spot when he's pitching.
Well, I mean, man's 2 for 2. Two aboard. Norton, first batter on the left side for Round County. We'll dig in. Actually, scratch that. I believe Maine's bat's on the left side, so second. Pitch off the plate, but caught enough of the black to be called a strike. I don't have the best angle from directly behind home plate, but benefit of the doubt there went to the pitcher. A one. 2-0 Round County leads early. Pennington and Maine's have both scored. This one hit down the left field line, and that's going to make its way over top of the fence. Down the left field line. Round County softball.
Big game tonight. Yeah,
having a great year so far this year.
Both teams are.
Yeah, Round County at Bath County. Bath County 19-3 this season. Round County sits at 14-3.
And this game tonight has a double meaning. It's also a seeded game, plus it's also the 2A championship.
Interesting. 0-2 the count to Norton. Carpenter deals. Curveball fouled off towards the Bath County dugout.
We mentioned this last night because they set that up for both games could be played that way. The next game that's listed on the schedule originally as at Bath County is going to be here at Round.
Long at bat here, still 0-2, though. A couple fouled off by Norton. Way off the plate. Good 0-2 pitch, though. See if he could get him chasing. Mentioned Morehead State Baseball earlier. They are 6-6 in the OVC right now. Picking up a couple wins against Western Illinois this past weekend.
Play Marshall today.
Home and home series. I like the way they set that up. 1-2. Quick glance to second by Carpenter. Make it three times, and now we'll deal. Ripped into right field on a line. The right fielder will make the catch. That's Hiley, and not able to tag up his Likens from second as he thought that one was going to get down. So runners will stay put, two down with Ben DeHart, the junior first baseman.
You know, Roy mentioned it's not what Patrick Armitage wanted, but after having that start, if you can get out of the inning without anybody else scoring, then it's almost positive.
Right.
Ben DeHart.
The first three runners or batters get hits, and they only end up with two. If that's what ends up happening, then Bath has to feel fortunate.
DeHart, first baseman, listed at 6'1", 195.
And that out there maybe have been the hardest ball hit this inning.
2-0, bottom of the first, Round County leading Bath County. With two down, the pitch to DeHart. Beautiful curveball there by Carpenter.
And you all probably haven't seen Carpenter pitch that much, but he pitches to contact. He's usually around the plate, not overpowering, doesn't strike out a lot of guys, but has to rely on his defense.
A one offering. Leaving it up. Second curveball, back-to-back. That went off, though. Again, the breeze blowing from the third base bag out over towards left field, across and kind of blowing out, if you will. Swing and a miss by DeHart on a fastball working in. Carpenter can get out of the inning here and limit the damage at 2. The 1-2 to DeHart. Curveball chopped up into the air in front of home plate. Catcher pushes forward. Smith down the first baseline. Well played there by the senior Jay Smith. And 2 runs the damage. Through 1 complete. Vikings 2. Wildcats nothing here on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Brown County Athletic Program appreciates Commonwealth Cooperage for being the corporate sponsor of today's game. They threw out the first pitch, and they have the signage out on the scoreboard in deep left center field. Commonwealth Cooperage.
Reds out in Seattle tonight. Cincinnati Reds 9-7 on the season against the Mariners 7-10. On the year, 9:40 first pitch, so barring this game going into extra innings or a delay out in Seattle, which, as any of you all know Seattle's weather, you just wait 15 minutes, anything can happen. So, barring any craziness, the Reds will be here on WIBY later. And, Randy, I know you've been really excited about this game of late. Senators at the Bruins, 7 o'clock tonight in the NHL. I know you've been really watching the Bruins here of late. So,
are they doing good?
I have no idea.
Me neither. But hockey's fun to watch, but it's still...
Beautiful day here in Moorhead. Randy Stacy, Roy Wright with me. Jared Stacy here. As the four-hitter Roussas will dig in as the Wildcats went down in order in the top of the first as a fastball misses in to Roussas. A very senior lineup, Roy, when you look at it. Four seniors followed by a sophomore and two juniors, and then the 8 and 9 hitter seniors as well as that pitch misses high 2-0.
Yeah, most of these guys are at least two-year starters, some of them 3- and 4-year starters, so they've kind of been patient, look like they had some talent, and they've gradually gotten better each year, and you know, hopefully this year that we can do a little damage in the postseason.
2-0, Ingles hasn't missed by much on the first two. That one will catch a part. As someone who coached for Bath County and has had so much connection to Bath County, one has to really smile when they look at the baseball and softball programs right now over in Owingsville.
You know, it started, I think, both teams. Well,
on the ground to short. Donnie, make that rather Pennington on two hops. Over to first, and that's going to be an error in the shortstop. The throw throws DeHart wide of the bag to DeHart's left. Popped out of the mitt. Really hard to fault DeHart there, as that will go down as an E6 to Roussas. Pennington and Roussas aboard.
Got good facilities now, and the coaches, and we've had the same two coaches now, Kenny Williams in softball, Patrick in baseball for 8-10 years, and, you know, they've got their stuff in place. And
this one hit in the air. This is going to get down in right center field. Right fielder Cooper charging forward gets it into the cutoff man Norton, but two aboard after the air and then the base hit.
You know, facilities are a whole lot. You know, if your kids are proud of what you got, it seems like you end up having better teams, too.
Makes kids excited to get out and practice when you have a better facility, no matter the sport. Heck, no matter what you're getting into, whether it be speech, music, choir, across the board. Bath County's got something cooking here. Nobody out. Up comes Carpenter after Williams with the single. So Roos is at second, Williams at single. The pitcher, Carpenter, looking to help his own cause, gets ahead in the count with a pitch up high.
And speaking of facilities, this is this is second to none right here.
The 1-0 by Ingles. This one hit high into the air. This one's going to be in foul territory, and it's going to hit just left in foul ground out of the field of play of the Bath County dugout. I'll tell you, every time I think of great facilities, you think, you know, Bath County's had one. It's been open 12, 15 years. Round County's got a great one now. Others around the area. But my goodness, when you set foot into Lewis County softball complex, that's when you know you're in a real facility.
I haven't yet to see it. But they say Raceland's baseball is awful now. They turf
That has been updated. I've not seen it. Ingles 1-1 the count to Carpenter. Quick glance at second and a curveball in there for a strike.
You drive for Raceland, you go by and you look at the football field, the softball field, and the baseball field now, all turf, all everything. Or you can go to George Rogers Clark and see everything also.
Yeah. Ingles has worked it to 1-2. In there for a called strike three, a backwards K as Carpenter goes down looking. That'll bring up the seven hitter, Memphis Beetle.
If you think on the football side, how many schools now have turf and football in our area? You know, just there's probably five or six. Iceland's putting it down for this next season.
Just started. I saw the tractor trailer sitting outside there.
Well, the technology has gotten to where people are able to make it and put it in and install it much more affordably than when it used to be, you know, $500,000, you know, $250,000 minimum. My knowledge of turf prices has kind of sunk a little bit of late. So.
Well, and you get some sponsorships, and it definitely helps.
Exactly. Think, pitch in the dirt.
Clark Oil Company, I think, is taking over the Iceland football field and sponsoring that, so it helps.
Speaking of that, make sure you keep the Ashland community right now in your thoughts and prayers. One of their football players really battling some tough circumstances, so make sure you keep them in your thoughts in the coming weeks as Ingles deals this one high into the air. It is going to be playable in foul territory. Ingles calls off everybody and will go from the pitcher's position and catch it just into foul territory in front of the first base bag.
Well, being the center fielder last night, and he saw that DeHart was kind of looking and moving around a little bit, he said, "I'll take it."
Logan Hiley Sr. will dig in for Bath County. Hiley's played in every game for Bath County this year, 250 batter. Yet to have an extra base hit, but does have four RBIs on the year. With two down and two aboard here in the top of the first, he chops foul the first one back to the backstop. Round County, all white uniforms, green socks with white hats and green lettering and numerals. Fouled off again, this towards the Round County dugout, in on the hands. Hiley behind 0-2. Round County with green bills on those white hats. Bath County, all gray uniforms, black lettering on the front, red numerals on the back with a small red stripe down the side of those gray jerseys. All red hats for the Wildcats. Roussis at second, Williams at first. 0-2 count, two down. Hiley will dig in. Has to battle here. And foul tips it into the mitt. And the first two runners get aboard, but that's where they stay. To the bottom of the second we go. Vikings looking to add to their 2-0 lead here in Moorhead.
Go ahead and take a 30-second break here on WIVY.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Wilburn will lead off Round County, eight hitter, to get the bottom of the second underway.
Well, we got this second here. Let me mention the Brown County Thespians. This is the week for the spring musical. Hello, Dolly. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Tickets certainly be available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But if you want to come on Sunday, you better check in early because apparently it's about to sell out.
Wilburn played all but one game this year. One extra base hit, a double, batting just shy of 300 on the year. Right-handed batter looks at a curveball that misses upstairs. Maybe a little outside as well. 1-0, fastball that Wilburn stuck his foot in the bucket, had that back foot way behind him when he made the swing. Firsthand, know that feeling. The 1-1. Curveball swung on and missed as Wilburn ahead of that one, and he's going to have to battle here with two strikes. Carpenter wasting no time and goes back-to-back curveballs and gets Wilburn swinging. I'll bring up Will Richardson. Richardson, two triples on the year, yet to have a double. Rarely do you see a player with multiple triples on the year and not a double, but he's got two three-baggers on the year as he's ahead in the count, 1-0 on a fastball on the white on the outside, opposite batter's box, excuse me. Carpenter has this one hit down the third baseline, fielded in fair territory, throw across the diamond, not in time, but a nice job by Sorrell, the third baseman, backhanding it. And why do I say that's a good play, even though he didn't get him out? That is at least two bases if Sorrell doesn't backhand
right,
that
that's
play.
That's all the way down the left field line. For sure he got wouldn't have two.
Back to the top of the order. Pennington single
to score.
Shouldn't
get any bad hops.
No. There goes that excuse. And trust me, after playing at City Park, you could use that excuse and it'd be very, very valid. First pitch to Pennington down low. Carpenter, quick glance over at first to check Richardson. Now works to the plate. Has this one hit down the right field line. That's down for a base hit. Kicks right all the way into the fencing. It's by the right fielder, and that's going to allow Pennington to get to second. I believe he would have had a double either way. That's how I'm going to score it anyways. And Richardson will step over to third, so two runners in scoring position with senior Hayden Maines coming to the plate.
Sometimes it's not how hard you hit it, but it's where you hit it. That's well placed down the right field line. Nobody had a chance at that play to make that play.
Like when you're playing a game of cornhole and the hole's blocked by a bag, you got to throw it a little higher and just kind of let it fall in.
Yeah.
That's what he did right there. Had a lot of spin on it, too, the way it kicked all the way to the right in foul territory after hitting in fair territory. Maines will dig in, the 468 hitter coming into today, and the first pitch curveball just misses off the plate.
Wow.
That looks good.
Guarantee he wanted that one.
Sun beaming down, sponsorship signage all the way around the fencing of this brand new field here on Viking Hill. The 1-0, Maines hits this one off the end of the bat, scampers over to the on-deck circle for Bath County where it'll be tracked down by one of their assistants.
And if I didn't know that Maines was a good player, just watching him at the plate, he shows confidence and pretty solid swing every time.
Well, UK's found a little honey hole up here in Moorhead. Crazy to phrase it like that, but they have. You look at their Sunday pitcher right now, Mason Moore played here at Round County. Maines is going to go in, and there are people who think he'll have an impact right away. He's not going to be a player who's going to be sitting down at the end of the bench for a couple years. 1-1. Maines fouls this one off and is going to have to choke up and battle here, as they say, with two strikes. What a nice facility that is at UK, though. My goodness.
You know, Mason Moore had an outstanding high school career here, but he's exuded anything that I thought down there. He's been their stopper last year, and now, like you said, their Sunday starter every week.
Maines checks his swing, They're going to say he didn't go. Randy Ross, the field umpire, that'll make the count 2-2. Ross on the call.
There's Bath County people wanting to swing, and Round County saying no, he didn't.
To me, it really didn't look that close, Roy. I didn't think he went, but who knows? My opinion doesn't matter. Randy Ross is out there is the only one that does. So 2-2, break-even pitch upcoming with two aboard. Round County leading 2-0 as they bat here in the bottom of the second.
I think Maines thought he swung because he was running to first.
Carpenter, a long look in, and will now step behind the rubber. Richardson at third, Pennington at second. Wilburn struck out to begin this bottom half of the second. Carpenter will come set. Quick look in the break even. That one in. That'll work the count full. And you do have first base open here. So if you're Coach Armitage, do you possibly think about giving Maines the base? Hard to do when you have a hitter like Furnish behind him batting three, make that 537.
It's kind of like pick your poison.
Exactly, yeah. I think if you have a 300 or below hitter behind him, maybe if you think about it. Either way, though, Maines is going to take the free pass on the curveball that misses well low in the turf. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Again, all turf, including the home plate area and the pitcher's mound. I think what's interesting are the teams that build a turf infield but do dirt for home plate and dirt for the mound. That's something I don't mind either.
Cable, as a player, did not like the turf mound.
Mm-hmm. He probably experienced that a lot in college.
Yeah.
Bases chucked, one down. Round County can blow this one open here as Furnish looks at a pitch off the plate and well off the plate into the opposite batter's box. Both of y'all are popular tonight.
Update, round 2-0 over Bath after one from Jeff Ray in Owingsville.
Is Jeff broadcasting that game for
us?
Good deal. Time called by Furnish.
And he got it from Jeff, and I got it from Randy Wallace.
People want us to be informed. We give the people what they want. The 1-0. Off the plate again. 2-0. I'm actually old enough to remember when there was that 800 number you could call to get sports scores back in the day. I had it saved on like my BlackBerry Curve, and then finally internet became a thing on cell phones. The 2-0. Downstairs, Furnish way ahead. Furnish ain't going to get much to hit here, it looks like, but they don't have anywhere to put them. So, in a roundabout way, as Roy said, pick your poison. I can tell you right now, though, Furnish is not going to be camping and watching this one pass if it's close, as we see him rip at one there, but foul, left of the Bath County dugout. Once again, I hate to say I told you so, but there was no doubt Furnish was not going to swing at that one if it was anywhere near the zone. He sees ducks on a pond out there.
And going to get a fastball, so
yeah.
Set back and let her fly.
Richardson at third, Pennington at second, Maines at first, and the 3-1 hits Furnish. Richardson will come in and score, move everyone up a base, and Furnish over to first. That'll bring up Hunter Hampton. Hampton batting in the cleanup spot as Likens will come run for Furnish again.
Brody Likens, running for chance.
Hampton popped out last inning in his first at bat. 3-0 Round County as he hits this one right up the middle. The shortstop stretches out his arm, but it gets past his glove. One run scores. Maines will score from second, and that's a 2-RBI single for Hampton.
Donahue, the short Bath County shortstop, was playing in the hole, and Hampton hit that right up the middle. Donahue dived, but unable to cover that much ground and get to it.
When it was hit up the middle, it hit the pitcher's mound, which actually took a little bit of momentum off of it, giving Donahue some time. Great effort, and I mean, just maybe a ball or two shy of that one sneaking in the glove and at least saving one run. Caleb Cooper, who walked in the first inning, will come to the plate and almost gets nicked on the elbow on the first pitch.
Post-game awards for Bath County. Donahue got the defensive award last night. He had a dandy defensive game.
One-zero the count. Runner at first, runner at second. Pitch upstairs.
The blooper over his head that he ran down in short right field. That was an ESPN moment.
2-0 the count. And on the ground, left of the third base bag. A couple top 25 matchups in NCAA softball and baseball. Number 19, the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana. At number 7, LSU tonight. And I can tell you right now, that will be a raucous atmosphere at LSU. And also on the baseball side of things, just getting underway, number 19, Coastal Carolina. At number 11, North Carolina. Upstairs, fastball, 3-1.
Speaking of Round County athletes, Haven Ford, I think, had an outstanding freshman season for Murray.
Absolutely, and I jokingly was talking with her a week or so ago at a softball game, as we'll wait till the 3-1 comes. Upstairs, ball 4. Bases loaded again.
Good news for Haven and her teammates, Young, the post player that was such a great player.
He's coming back.
Back. He's taking a COVID year and coming back.
Well, I was joking with Haven. I said, can I officially report that you're not in the transfer portal? Because everyone else is right now. Everyone else is. And she jokingly said, nope, I'm absolutely in love with Murray. So I sarcastically, when I came back on the air, said, breaking news, Haven Ford not entering the transfer portal. Bases loaded, one down, 5-0. Round County leads as they bat bottom of the second, and Norden takes a fastball catching the outside corner.
And that transfer portal has changed the whole complexion of college athletics. I don't know for the better or not.
He'll one. Pitch off the plate, 1-1. They're going to go down to third, sliding back is Likens. Well, what they had was not working, and I say that because at the end of the day, you had grown adults that were spending thousands of hours to colleges and universities and receiving a scholarship, which in turn was not worth what they were giving to the university. So they had to be compensated some way, but now it's the wild, wild west out there. Check swing fouled off by Norden, 1-2. So I do think something needed to be done, but my goodness, is there any sort of control? I mean, how do you give someone a penalty or a sanction when, what are the rules?
They said Shebway 2 years ago made more by coming back than he would if he'd got drafted in the first round. The image, likeness, whatever.
Pitch in the dirt, 2-2. Here's something that'll blow your mind. Caitlin Clark, all the publicity she's gotten over the last few months, her first-year salary as the number one draft pick in the WNBA, $74,000.
They'll tell what she's made on endorsements.
Exactly. I mean, it just goes to show you so much money can be made there. The 2-2 hit into left field. Left fielder moving to his right is Manley. He will make the catch. Likens will tag from third and score comfortably. 6-0 round counting. So a sack fly there by Norden. That'll bring up Ben DeHart.
First baseman, number 20, Ben DeHart.
I must say, though, it is satisfying and funny to watch some of these talking heads on some of these big networks just get so torn up that the women's tournament outdrew the men's tournament this year. They have just been so torn up, coming up with excuse after excuse when, hey, guys, it's okay. The women can take the spotlight one time.
And I think I watched more college women basketball this time than I ever have.
I watched the WNBA draft last night. I would have never said that 10 years ago. 6-0 Round County, curveball that misses high for DeHart. And it doesn't hurt that I myself do broadcast softball and do Morehead State women's basketball, so I am around women's sports a lot more than the average person probably, but. Runner goes to third. It's going to be fielded by the third baseman in fair territory. Throw over to first. Heck of a play there as it's in time by Sorrell DeRussis. But four more played it. We're through two. 6-0 Round County over Bath here on WIBY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Through two complete, 6-0. Brown County leading Bath County, 2 in the first, 4 in the second. And it will be the 9-hole hitter due up, Adam Witt, senior for Bath County. Witt, 130, the batting average, just 3 hits on 23 at-bats. Does have 5 walks on the season. Beautiful day here on Viking Hill.
You know, talking about Mason Moore, former Round County player, what a year he's having. What about Kentucky baseball as a whole?
Yeah. Great season for Kentucky. How do you pronounce their head coach's last name? I always butcher it.
Oh.
Mingione? I know that's not right. That's
Mingione.
There we go. Jackson Baker behind us with the assist. Adam Witt, like I mentioned, will lead Bath County off. 2 runners stranded so far in this one for Bath County. Both of those in the top of the second after both got aboard to start the inning. But a strikeout followed by a pop out and another strikeout ended that threat. Ducking for cover was Witt as that pitch high and in. And there is a fire alarm going on at Guardian right now as the 1-0 pitch is outside 2-0. I'm not kidding. There is a good 100 or so people evacuated from Guardian in the field to the left of the baseball field, and fire department's on the scene. 2-0, swung on and missed 2-1. And not trying to scare anyone, I don't see anything urgent over at Guardian right now, but there's definitely an evacuation taking place. 2-1 from Ingles, swung on and missed by Witt. This reminds me of one of my favorite videos I've ever seen, and it's of a minor league baseball game as Ingles break even pitch to Witt. Chopped foul wide of the first baseline. It's a minor league baseball game, and out of nowhere, a Cessna plane comes and lands beyond the left field fence, just casually, obviously a crash landing, but not that exciting, but definitely some excitement here outside of the baseball game.
There's more emergency vehicles in.
Well, hopefully it's nothing serious.
Looks like the Chiefs over there.
2-2. In there for called strike 3. Witt goes down looking. One down, back to the top of the order with Corbin Sorrell, who flew out to Richardson over and left to get this game underway.
4 strikeout for Ingles.
Corbin Sorrell.
Again, Ingles, very interesting, never throws from the windup. And that one almost hits Sorrell.
And Winburn last night didn't do it. He went from the stretch.
I'd go to the stretch when there was a runner on third, or to the windup when there was a runner on third. I loved it. Misses in again, 2-0.
That softball game we talked about was still 2-0 round after 2.
2-0. Hit on the ground in between the third baseman Wilburn and the Pennington, the shortstop. Into left field, a one-out single for Bath County. Brock Donahue, who struck out in the first, will now come to the plate.
How about your shortstop?
Donahue, 270 the average.
Sort of 13 to 14 on steals, but I don't know how much you want to run when you're down 6-0. You got to get something going.
Furnish would love for him to give a stolen base attempt here, I can tell you that. Ingles deals to Donahue. Curveball catches the inner half. A one with one down. That one gets off the mitt of Furnish to the backstop. Going to be a wild pitch as it was up and high, almost above the head of Donahue. And second on the wild pitch will be Sorrell. So the count will even up at 1-1. A Eagles will step off the rubber and reset things. One-one to count. Eagles deals high into the air and over top of the third base dugout. Wipe that ball off. That one got up in the atmosphere. Probably has some moisture on it. One-two. The count to the two-hitter, Donahue. Already struck out once in this one. 6-0, Round County leading Bath here in baseball. Lifted into straightaway center field. Hampton will camp under it, drifting to his right. Will make the catch. Will crow hop into a throw to get it in to Pennington, but the runner stays right at second. With Jay Smith, the state leader in doubles, coming to the plate. Two down.
I would say his career, he's somewhere in the low 400s for his career at Bath County. And I may be off just a hair, but he's been real consistent.
Ingles first pitch to Smith, and on the hands, chopped foul. And obviously a different level of talent and a different game when it comes to the pure talent level overall. But if you hit 300 in the major leagues, you'll be a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And these kids are hitting 400 and 500. Like I said, obviously a different level and so forth. But
and those doggone aluminum bats.
True. 0-1 the count. Plate were pitched by Ingles. Fouled off towards the coach's box.
We got the first aluminum bat my junior year in high school.
74.
And we
I should have gone 50 something.
And we finished third in the state.
Okay.
For Little Bath County. And got beat in the semifinals. We could have won it. But back then, there were only eight teams made it to the state tournament.
That one hits the batter, Smith, on an 0-2 count. So runner at first and runner at second with Roussas coming to the plate, who got on base via an error by Pennington last inning.
The way that ball shot off there, I think it hit the protection pad he had on his elbow.
Well, I originally thought it was the knob of the bat, the way it ricocheted, and then I realized he did have a protection pad on, and without the batter, the catcher, or the umpire really saying anything, that's when I had to make the assumption it hit that pad.
I tried to tell mine when I was coaching, if you think that ball hits you,
just go.
Take off to first. Well, I mean, what are they going to say? Well, why is he running down there? You know, this umpire doesn't know. You know what I'm saying?
I did Morehead State softball yesterday, and one of their players, a pitch came inside, and I didn't think it hit her at all. Well, she just starts off to first, and both the umpire and the catcher just kind of laughed and said, come on back. So when in doubt, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Just run on down to first. Two down, steps in. Roussas hits this one into straightaway center field. Hampton moving to his right will make the catch on the run. And two left stranded again for Bath County as we head to the bottom of the third. 6-0 Vikings here on WIVY.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Two in the bottom of the first, four in the bottom of the second. Round County leads 6-0 as they will grab the sticks and come to bat in the bottom of the third. And for Round County, it will be the same as the bottom of the second with Wilburn, Richardson, and Pennington. And Roy, you've had a chance to see Carpenter. What have you noticed so far in these first few innings that Carpenter could work on or maybe improve on a little bit to slow down this Round County offense?
Well, that's easier said than done. Round's pretty solid with the sticks. But Carpenter, as I said, pitches to contact, and Round's just, you know, put a couple of nice place balls, the blooper over the first baseman's head. You know, if they have hit a couple of balls hard. But he usually doesn't walk many, and he throws strikes, and Brown's just putting it in play.
First pitch from Carpenter, swung on and missed by Wilburn. I do think it's really neat. We mentioned that Guardian has evacuated. There are a good amount of people who are sitting watching the game. So not only have they been evacuated, they've gotten treated to a free baseball game. That 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1.
That official add attendance, they get counted on the attendance?
I've seen them count attendance up at Morehead State. If they don't count them in, they're crazy. Pitch well into the dirt. I can't repeat that on the air, Doug. 2-1 the count. Carpenter deals. Wilburn swings on a pitch that probably would have been ball three. Would have been close either way.
Maybe somebody will send us the pitching stats or count, but Carpenter's got to be pushing up 50 or 60 already.
On the ground to the third baseman. Fielded over to first. Pulls the first baseman off the bag, but a heady play by Roussis. He waits in front of that first base bag to Wilburn and to get there, and he runs right into the glove.
You know, that's a lot tougher play than you think, because he's got to catch the ball. He's got the runner running at him, and you got to concentrate and still make the tag. And so it's a lot tougher play. That's a good play by Roussis.
It's like a defensive back looking to hit a receiver going across the middle. You know that contact's going to occur. You just don't know when. Richardson swings at the first pitch and hits this one a country mile high, but well, foul heads up to those kids behind the dugout. My goodness, that landed mere feet away from one of those young ones.
It's back in that play that DeHart had earlier. He was really wanting to catch the ball before it got there, and it dropped out of his mitt. It was a bad throw. That's where the error went. But you got to catch it.
0-1 pitch. Fouled off again, and Richardson way behind 0-2.
Yeah, when the throw pulls the defense, the first baseman into the baseline or with the runners coming right at him, it makes it a lot tougher play.
0-2. DeHart checks his swing, and they're going to say that he did go. It gets away from the catcher. He's going to go down to first, and that's going to go all the way down the right field line. Taking second base will be Richardson. So the home plate umpire said he went. The ball went all the way to the on-deck circle for Bath County, and Richardson quickly gets down to first and will take second as well. So that'll go down as an error on the catcher. That throw well wide of the first base bag.
But I thought he did swing, so it goes down. It's a strikeout error on the catcher, correct?
Yeah, it's a strikeout that counts to the pitcher but doesn't count to the team. So one of those weird plays. Which is why you may see four strikeouts in a game. I've actually seen it at a Reds game once. Fouled off over top of the press box.
There's a guy named, the guy that go way back, struck out five in one inning.
Oh, five's impressive.
That's the record.
Do you get mad at your catcher at that point, though? Are you come on, catcher. You got to get it down to first base.
He was throwing changeup. Oh, they were swinging it, bouncing in the dirt and getting away. I mean, you couldn't really blame the catcher on that one.
Richardson out at second, the 0-1 with Round County leading 6-0 here at
Yule Thomas. At this case,
Viking Hill. Yule Thomas. My goodness. If I'd have known him. Yes, I know Yule. We've golfed many a time.
Okay. We were playing Powell County. He struck out 5-1 innings.
Pitch in the dirt, 2-1. Yeah. They're going to go down to second and getting back, though, just in the nick of time is Richardson. Yeah, Yule and I have played golf quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what if that ball stayed in the air just a little bit longer? That was going to be a tag out.
Yeah.
It skipped in. That's what allowed.
Chase has a good arm behind the plate for Bath County, and they're not afraid to throw it either or show it.
Wind blowing a straightaway center now is a 2-1. Lifted down the left field line. This one deep, and this one's gone. Home run for Aaron Pennington. What a day. A single in the first, a double in the second. And here, he gets a free pass around the base pass as he will walk this one in for the 2-run home run, number 1 on the season. Give him for 15 RBIs as well.
Three hits last night, three tonight.
Good time to say this. It's down the line. It's 304 left, 300 to right, 325 to the alleys, and 350 to straightaway center field. I don't think I mentioned that earlier.
And what's his average right now, but not counting today's game?
What yeah, coming it? Into today, 423 okay. as the first pitch to Maines in there for ball one.
And he's 6-for-7 in the last 2 days total.
And off the plate as well, 2-0. Now 8-0. Maines hits this one up the middle, skips off the pitcher's mound, fielded by Donahue. Throw over to first is in time. Great play by Donahue.
Bang, bang at first.
He got a pretty quick runner there. That was another nice defensive play by that young man.
Next to the plate for the Vikings, the catcher, Chance Furnish.
Furnish will now come to the plate with no one aboard and an 8-0 lead. I believe we're getting another update from the softball field. Looks like still 2-0 after 3 over in Bath County. First pitch to Furnish, misses low. Carpenter will move to the windup with nobody aboard. Furnish looks at that pitch catching the bottom part, 1-1.
We mentioned Guardian. You know, places like that that do all the things that they do, they have so many automatic warnings that you have to go. When they say there's a problem, you got to check them out.
1-2 is that ball catching the black part of the plate on the outside half.
And let me tell you how many times a kid pulled a fire alarm when I was teaching school. And, you know, you had to evacuate. Go through the process.
This hit on the ground. Back when you were teaching, was it a whistle from the principal? Was that the fire alarm? Or?
I don't remember what we had.
Okay, I'm done. 1-2 the count, 2 down. Furnish. We'll dig in. Curveball that hits him. And then it hits the catcher in the shoulder. That's a double whammy. It caught Furnish on the left shoulder, and then when it ricocheted, it caught the catcher, Smith, awkwardly as well. Hampton will come to the plate, a 2-RBI double his last time to the plate. That's now 2 hit-by-pitches for Furnish. Give him now 5 on the season.
If you're going to get hit by a pitch, that's a good one to get hit by, but that's just a little slow breaking ball.
Well, in Furnish, he probably would like to reach up, grab it, throw it back because he wouldn't get him first base that way.
Likens over at first running for Furnish for a third time this evening. With 2 down, Carpenter will come set and work to Hampton. Pitch bounces off the plate. Scooped by the catcher, Smith. 1-0 with Round County leading 8-0. 2 in the first, 4 in the second, 2 in the third here. Not done yet. Another pitch in the dirt. Squeezes between the legs of the catcher, Smith. And I'm going to give that one a wild pitch.
Yeah, it hit in the what we're calling dirt.
All turf field except for the outfield. So beyond the edge of the dirt, both in foul and fair territory, all grass. Is a swing and a miss by Hampton there. 2-1.
Came out of his shoes on that one.
And Randy mentioned Guardian. The reason we mentioned that, they have evacuated Guardian, and half of the people who have evacuated have turned this into a free baseball game to watch.
And getting paid for it.
And getting paid, yeah. Oh, definitely getting paid. There wasn't nobody clocking out before that fire alarm went off. That's not in the safety protocol, Roy.
Yeah.
You got to get out and get out now. 2-1, 2 down. Runner at second in the pitch. Fouled off by Hampton towards the backstop. And Hampton, a little frustrated with himself there as he walks across the home plate circle and when I walk back across home plate to the right side. Break-even pitch with 2 down upcoming. Carpenter looking to get out of it here has already given up 8 in the first 3. The break-even, curveball up high.
No one in the Bath County bullpen at this time. I'm sure if they make a change, it's going to come from somebody that's a position player.
Payoff pitch to Hampton. Fouled off towards Scott Collins. He takes evasive action.
Fielded that one hopper a while ago. He didn't go after that one.
11 walks on the season for Hampton. Let's try it again at 3-2 with two down, runner at second. Way outside.
Coaches learn which one. You're young and dumb over there, and you first start coaching, you try to field everything and be all macho. But then you take one off the finger one time, you learn which ones to try for.
I seem like I remember you getting out of the way most of the time.
Most of the time. If I had my glove, I'd still have to put it down there. But
Caleb Cooper will dig in with two down. He's walked twice in consecutive innings, so is this his third at bat? As he chops this one towards the third baseman, Sorrell comes over, fields it over to first, and that's going to be just in time to get Cooper. And that will do it for the third. 8-0, Round County leading. Randy, he'll bring the play-by-play of the fourth. 8-0 Vikings over the Wildcats here on WIVY.
You count on your truck to get the job done, so it only makes sense that you count on your truck's tires, too. On-road or off-road, Michelin Light Truck Tires from major brands delivers the rugged reliability that gives you confidence. Michelin LTX tires provide long-lasting durability, exceptional all-season control, and a quiet, comfortable on-road ride. When it's time to get the most out of your truck, get into a set of Michelin from major brands tire and automotive centers, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wellmont Drive Mount Sterling.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Here are three inning totals for Round County, 9 runs, 7 hits, and they have 1 error and have stranded 6 runners. For Bath County, no runs, 2 hits, an error, and they have stranded 4 runners. Coming up here in the fourth inning for the Wildcats will be the hitters 5, 6, and 7, Isaiah Williams, Colton Carpenter, and Memphis Beadle. 2-0 Round County in the softball game after 3. We got an update in a bit. Game on WKCA. Roy and I had that baseball contest last night on the Bath County flagship. 97.7. Today we're on WIVY. And don't forget later tonight, all things being equal, we'll have the Reds at the Mariners at about 9:10 pregame, 9:40 first pitch. Isaiah Williams stands in, had a base hit his first time up. He bounces it foul off the plate and back to the screen. One pitch, right down the heart of the plate, strike two. Wilburn, Pennington, Norton, and DeHart, third to first in the infield, furnished behind the plate. Ingles deals 0-2. Ball's hit in the air, deep right center field, going back is Hampton, and no one's going to get to that one.
It's in the gap.
As it'll be all the way to the warning track, and a double for Isaiah Williams. Got that one up out over the plate. It's now Round County 4-0 in that game, top of the fourth.
Williams, 2 hits on the day, and both of them hit to the right center. First one over the second baseman's head, and that one gets all the way to the fence.
Correction, hitting in Carpenter's spot is number 5, Razor.
Clay Razor pinch hitting for Bath County for Carpenter. That'll probably do it for him on the mound then.
Razor hits from the left side. Did the running last night. cursing. Ground ball to shortstop, backhanded by Pennington. Long throw, and boy, he got a lot on that one, and he's out.
Wow, it's a good play there for Pennington. Yeah. His razor hitting from the left side. It was down there pretty fast. Pennington backhands and a good strong throw.
Didn't get a chance to mention Razor hitting 261 on the season. Now Beadle will come up. He hit a high, towering fly ball to the right side, and the pitcher, Jay Ingles, called everybody off of it and made the catch. Of course, when you're in high school, a lot of times you're an outfielder or a good defensive infielder. You'd rather take it than let somebody else have it.
High school, a lot of times the pitcher's the best athlete on the team.
Yeah. One to Beadle is away, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Hit lines, one hopped right to Pennington. And, wow, that was a mental error on the part of Ben DeHart at first base. He did not go to cover. He thought it was going to be caught.
I missed that. I know that Pennington double-clutched out there, and I guess that's because first baseman didn't cover it.
You don't score mental errors as errors usually, so I'd have to be a base hit.
That's the case. You'd have had plenty, wouldn't you?
First and second with one down and Hiley up. Hiley swings and misses. 0-1, Hiley, a strikeout victim back in inning number two.
Ingles a very fast worker, Randy.
Yep. One. Ball's hit in the air. Right side, DeHart goes back, and now he's called off by the second baseman, Norton, and there's two down.
And that's the fielder. If that pitcher's grabbing the ball and throwing it, you stay in the game. You don't go to sleep out there. The guy takes 20 seconds or 30 seconds between pitches, so it's important for your defense.
We've got another hitter, looks like.
It's
Zane McCarty. Ground ball to the second baseman, Norton, feels it, throws on the first, and that will retire the side. In the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We're halfway through this seven-inning contest. In the middle of inning number four, it's Round County 8, Bath County nothing.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Adam Witt on to pitch for the Wildcats of Bath County. For Witt, this will be his fourth appearance, all in relief. 3 1/3 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. I heard the center fielder call who's in center now called out. Did you hear, Roy?
I believe they put Razor in there, I think. Kind of looking.
Well, it'll be Norton, DeHart, and Wilburn for Round County here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Round has scored in each of the first three frames. 2-4-2. Norton has lined to right field, a sharp hit ball, and hit a sacrifice fly to left field. 0 for 1 with an RBI. Pitch Norton. Call strike. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Trey Collins swinging a stick on deck for Marin County. Line drive left center field. That's going to be a base hit for the second baseman for Round County, Abram Norton. He stops at first with a single. Hit number 8.
So it hits both corners, goes 0-2, and then throws one down the middle. And that's, you got to waste one or make him hit your pitch there. You give Norton credit. He just stuck his bat out, put the ball in play. Protect the plate with 2 strikes.
Trey Collins coming up to hit. Hit from the left side. 0 for 3 on the season. Varsity action with 2 runs scored. And an RBI. Pitch from Witt. Catches the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Comes the 0-1 pitch from Witt. Hit foul at the plate.
You notice how he looks to the first base runner? Looks at off his back shoulder. I don't know how he does that instead of over the left shoulder.
Well,
my neck won't go around that far.
No balls and 2 strikes.
See?
Yeah. Very runner unusual. Goes. Pitches outside. Throw down to second base. Not in time. That's a steal for Norton. Gordon Norton, that's his 6th stolen base in as many tries. 1-2, the count to Trey Collins. Breaking ball just misses. No argument from catcher Smith, but he did motion to his pitcher that was a really good pitch. Break even pitch. Swing, miss, and it's strikeout, obviously, number 1, since it's the first out of the inning to Witt.
It's up for the Vikings.
And
hitter, number 46, Kevin Lambert.
Kevin Lambert will come up to hit for Wilburn. Lambert threw a nice game on Saturday against Raceland. Lambert hitting 143, 1-for-7, with 3 runs batted in. Look back at second by Witt in the pitch. Breaking ball hangs away. Into 4 innings down in Owingsville at the sports complex, 5-0. It remains Round County leading Bath County. 1-0 pitch. Chases one down and in for strike 1. 1-1 to Lambert.
When is that 2A softball state tournament? Is it
Friday and Saturday?
Oh, this coming. Okay.
Yeah. 19th and 20th, weather permitting. 1-1 pitch. It's a wild one. Comes back to the screen. Makes it 2-1 count to Lambert, and Norton will move on to third. Softball gets a bit of advantage, or at least a different situation in that than baseball. They get to play double elimination. So they will play, you know, the ones who get in the championship game, they'll play 3 or 4 games in the 2 days. Ground ball down the first baseline.
I'm not sure what the reason behind that is, other than softball games go a lot quicker than a baseball game. Mm-hmm.
2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, we lost our extra audience as folks have made their way back into Guardian across the way. some sort of evacuation earlier. Pitch is outside to Lambert, and it's 3-2. Witt ready with the payoff. Swung on and missed. He strikes Lambert out. Two strikeouts in a row for the right-hander. That'll bring up Will Richardson.
Will
Richardson is 1-for-2 with two runs scored. He singled in the second and reached after striking out on a wild pitch. Or actually, it was a throwing error. It may have been a wild pitch and a throwing error. I didn't think about scoring it that way, but down low for ball 1-2 Richardson. Comes a 1-0 pitch. Bounces up there. Nice play by Smith. And it's two balls and no strikes. Smith shifted out to the left. And
Pennington on deck, hoping to get a shot this inning.
Yeah. Say what? If he hits the ball to the outfield, he may not stop until he tries to get to third. He is a triple away from the cycle. 2-0 pitch. Wild pitch. And, I mean, did you see that any different? Could that have been a pass ball? Or?
I don't know if it bounced forward and hit his glove or not. He was in between the ball and me.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure.
I think the folks down the way who handle the scoring are going to call it a pass ball. Don't do that very often with Jay Smith.
No.
3-0 the count. That one bounces up there.
Pennington's going to get his turn this inning.
Yep.
The off hitter's fourth at bat, and we're in the fourth. And he's already 3-for-3, scored three runs, including a home run.
Couple really good nights back-to-back.
Somebody would say he's had a pretty good week in two nights.
Stretch by Witt. And the pitch bounces up there.
And as one a ball player, sometimes, boy, that ball just seems so big coming in there. Then other times when you're struggling, you line out, it looks like a golf ball throwing at you.
One ball, no strikes. Look back at the runner and the pitch. And that one's downstairs also. Two balls and no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Line drive into left field, the base hit. I don't think you get a triple out of that.
No.
Single for Pennington. That's 4-for-4 in this game and 7-for-8 in two nights.
Pretty hot.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of baseball coaches, one past, one present, that have always liked Aaron Pennington. See how things open and go over the next couple of years. Hayden Maines up. A triple, a walk, and a ground out to short. This one's hit the deep to left center field. Going back is the center fielder. Witt, Razor, rather, and it's off the wall. That'll be at least three he's going to stop, actually. I think he could have made it to third, but coming around to score was Richardson and Pennington.
Two RBI double for Maines. Rest of the plate.
Three runs scored for Richardson. Four runs scored for Pennington. So 9-1 have set the table pretty well.
Wow. And Maines hit that right on the button.
Here comes Furnish. Got a base hit in the first inning, and he has worn it the last two times. Hit by a pitch. 11-0 Round County. And Roy, I'm just going to be honest. Not what I expected to see here tonight.
Bass had a couple of opportunities early, a couple of runners on, but Brown is taking advantage of everything that they've earned, some on their own and a couple walks, misplayed ball, and next thing you know, you look up there, and like you said, it's 11 to nothing.
And another wild pitch. That one was definitely a wild one. 2-0 the count to Furnish, with now at third base, Hayden Maines.
So Round, Laurie played Menifee two games. I think that was opening season. They haven't played Fleming yet. Of course, Bath hadn't played either one of the other two schools yet.
So if they hang on, it will be 6-0 for Round. Well, that one hit the plate and bounced straight up.
And then hit Furnish.
Yep. Do have some folks milling around down in the bullpen for Bath County. Comes a three. Oh, stepped off. Now he's back on. Pitches down low. Now Furnish will head down to first base. He has been on base all four times.
He may have just swung at the one pitch that he got the hit on. I'm not exactly sure.
And for his courtesy runner is Brody Likens. Now Hunter Hampton's up. He's flied to second, singled, and walked. Ball's in the downstairs. I'll tell you what, he's really struggling right now.
Yeah.
He's trying to keep the ball down, but you can't just steer it down there. You got to throw it.
And, Randy, I haven't seen Round till last night, but I am really impressed with those first three hitters in the lineup, Pennington, Maines, and Furnish, all solid, solid players.
1-0 pitch. Ball two.
That's nothing against the other six. I'm just saying those three are standouts.
Well, this game they have been on base, what's that? What were they, 11, 12?
Every time they took once.
Yep. 13 out of 14. 11 out of 12 times. There we go.
Pretty good percentage.
3-0 the count to Hampton.
Bath County has to score at least two in their half of the fifth, unless Round scores any more. But at least two to keep this game going.
Three-oh pitch. Yep. Ball four. And they're loaded. Patrick Armitage will go to the mound. This is absolutely nothing like last night's game. 6-0 going to the bottom inning number five in softball at Owingsville. Round County leads.
Which is really surprising to me. Not that Round's winning, that by that margin. I've seen Bath a couple of times down there when they play the same time as the baseball, and they're pretty good.
All right. We're going to have a pitching change. Let's take this 60-second timeout here on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
That Beetle comes up. Yeah. Pitched one inning, couple strikeouts. He is going to face Caleb Cooper. Cooper has walked twice and grounded to third.
And Randy, if you had Hampton, the first four hitters, it only made two outs out of 16 at-bats for Round County.
One ball, no strikes.
You won a lot of games with that percentage getting on base.
That's in for a strike. Plate umpire gave it the good voice for that one, and it's 1-1. Ninth hitter to come to the plate. That one's downstairs. Two balls and a strike. Smith is getting a workout tonight. Two, one. Strike on the outside corner.
I call that 11-0 strike.
Could be. 2-2 the count. Ground ball to the second baseman. It's not Beadle anymore, but plays made at first, and that retires the side. We'll give you the totals when we come back, and we'll pass it along to Jared after this timeout on WIVY.
Hi, my name is Lynn Hunt with People's Bank of Kentucky in Moorhead. From checking and loans to personal savings and all your business financial needs, People's Bank of Kentucky is your preferred banking partner. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take time to get to know you and your unique financial needs. Come visit us at our new location at 2795 Kentucky Highway 801 North, next to Cavern Motorsport. Make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. People's Bank of Kentucky, your hometown bank.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Back here on Viking Hill, we mentioned earlier that Guardian, the factory behind the baseball field beyond the campus of Brown County Senior High School and the middle school, and they had an evacuation. Everything's calmed down, though, everyone back inside. And a little excitement here, but not as much excitement as they are having in Butte, Montana. Currently in Butte, Montana, a circus elephant has gotten on the loose after escaping from its circus tent. There was a circus going on at the Civic Center there in Butte. A vehicle backfired, causing the animal to be spooked, and it has currently escaped without injury as of right now. But some excitement here at Viking Hill, but nothing like a circus elephant on the run. And speaking of a circus, Round County's offense has kind of felt like a circus because they're doing whatever they want.
The totals in that last inning were 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 3 runners left on base.
That's 11 now total. Bath County has to score at least 2 runs in this one, or this game will be final due to the mercy rule, 10 runs after 5. Round County, being the home team, does not have to bat unless they do give up at least 2 runs. First pitch to Sorrells in there for strike one. 0-1, wind blowing straight away center field as Ingles will deal again. Swung on and missed by Sorrell, and Ingles way ahead.
You know, I noticed in the college game now, they have the mercy rule in baseball, and that's, you know, if you're down 15 or so, it needs to be over.
0-2 pitch, curveball in there for called strike three. And Roy brings up a great point talking about the mercy rule. A lot of people think that the team that's getting beat does not want the mercy rule to be in play. Well, that's incorrect. Coaches who are getting beat by that bad don't want to waste their pitching. They don't want to risk injury. So, I mean, I'm for the mercy rule. I'm with you there. Swing and a miss by Donahue. Do you want to ask Randy his thoughts on the mercy rule?
What about it, Randy?
I'm fine with it.
He's indifferent.
Yeah.
I've been on, you know, if you've coached, you've been on both sides of the fence there. And
roller towards Pennington is short. He has to charge, and that was going to be a tough play regardless.
I think Rose should have been the one to make the play, but he
kind of stopped.
He saw that Pennington was not going to give ground.
And it ricocheted off the glove of Pennington as he tried to scoop it on a couple hops, and I'm going to give that a single myself.
I did too. So
yeah. That's how that's
great minds think alike, right?
Well, that or we're just on the same page, one or the other.
I just don't like calling it a mercy rule. I like to try to make myself say run rule.
Sliding back comfortably was Donahue. And since you mentioned that wording, was looking up the NCAA softball mercy rule. And after this pitch, I'll give you the verbiage they use. As Smith digs in and rips this one off the glove of the third baseman, that's Rose. It goes all the way down the left field line. Great job, though, getting it in from the left fielder, Richardson, to prevent Donahue from going any further than second. But that is a long, long single. So the way it's worded in the NCAA softball is the plate umpire may declare the run ahead rule. That's the verbiage they use.
You mean it's up to the umpire to decide?
Technically, the umpire may call. That's exactly out of the rule book for softball in NCAA. Up comes Roussas. Got on base via an error and flown out to straightaway center in this one and looks at a fastball for strike one. I know in soccer, if you get up 10 goals, that's a mercy rule in soccer. Deal one. Foul tipped into the mitt. Let's see here. Basketball doesn't have a mercy rule. Volleyball, golf. Football has a running clock. Basketball has a running clock, but that's not a run rule.
The game doesn't stop.
Exactly.
It just shortens.
Oh, 2 the count. The pitch off the plate. And I'll tell you, basketball in this region is great right now, but man, some of these officials, Randy, in the 16th region,
man,
especially.
You gotta watch them.
Oh, okay. And for those wondering, Roy is a basketball official in the 16th region, so I have to sneak that one in.
Yeah, I told him this back in the season. He was on my top crew this year.
All right.
I thought officiating was great this year in the high school level, to be honest. As that one foul tipped into the netting, we'll do it again at 1-2.
Well, I've got to choose one to come in. I'd like Nate Sutton and Paige Hurst and Roy.
Well, thank you.
Roy stays out of the way.
Well, I may need a shovel. It's getting deep in here right now.
Well, you know.
Roy, go ahead and compliment his broadcast.
No, no.
Go ahead.
Hey, you know, this is from a while back when I first said this. It's, we're fine.
The 1-2. A little chopper foul towards the coach's box. Patrick Armitage will field it. Cleanly throw to the pitcher's mound.
You know, I'll brag about our 16th Region Basketball Association. We've got 15 top officials, and we've got another 10 that are right there close. We've got good numbers, and they've benefited in the state tournament. We've had a lot of officials go deep and call the finals.
Round County leading 11-0 over Bath County. Mercy roll, run roll threatening here. Pitch in the dirt, 2-2. One thing that's interesting is Bill Renzi is a 16th region basketball official and was at a hospitality room a couple years ago and some people were making some comments about his officiating and I said, well, you all do realize he does Division I, right? A couple people looked at me and I said, he did more at state softball last weekend. So a lot of talent in the 16th region right now. 2-2 pitch in a straightaway center, camping under its Hampton.
What are you doing, Hunter? Oh, my goodness.
Hunter just throws a dart to third base. A great throw, not necessary, but
absolutely not necessary.
Either way, though, two down, and Bath County's down to their last out. To extend this game, the runner over at first, Smith, will have to score. And it will be Isaiah Williams, 2-for-2 with a single and a double, one of the bright spots in the Bath County lineup.
You're exactly right. Hit the ball well both times.
Ingles will come set and look to end this one with this batter right here. With two down and an 11-0 run that skips away from Furnish, both runners will advance a base. And I say skips away from Furnish, I'd give that a wild pitch. Furnish gave it a valiant effort, though.
I wonder as a catcher if you play any different on the ball on the dirt or the turf. You know, does it move any different, or you have to block it a different way. I'm not sure.
I'll tell you a drill I saw one time in soccer that makes me think of that. They put those half cones in front of goalkeepers and roll balls to them where they hit the cones and kick different directions. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have some sort of drill that the catchers can utilize to practice how it does come off the turf compared to normal ground.
And I'm thinking here it's going to scoot more mm-hmm. instead of bounce, you know.
One thing you have to mention, too, you don't have dust popping up, but you do have that rubber that's under the turf that will pop up. I wonder if that may play a factor, too. 1-1 to count to Roussis. Two down. This one swung on and missed, and Ingles is a strike away from putting the bow on top of this one. And what has been all Round County and what no one really saw coming, but Round County, it seems like they've been looking at a beach ball coming from the pitcher's hand all afternoon and evening. 1-2, Ingles looking to end it here. Hit up the middle. It's going to skip off the mound. Fielded by Pennington. Throw over to first in time, and that'll do it. And a game that really easily could have ended 2-1 last night in favor of Round County ended 6-1 thanks to some good breaks and some poor defensive plays for Bath County. This one, though, completely different story. All Round County. Two in the first, four in the second. Two in the third and three in the fourth. They don't even need to grab the bats for the fifth, and they win this one in 4.5, officially 5-4, 11-0 over Bath County. Randy and Roy will wrap this one up when we come back. All Round County here in Morehead tonight as the Baseball Vikings beat the Wildcats 11-0. Back in a moment to wrap this one up here on 96.3.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Morehead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Back here at the Round County Baseball Field, the Vikings have won 11-2 nothing over Bath County. We'll go ahead and right now name our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game, and that was not a tough choice. Aaron Pennington had four trips to the plate in the first four innings each one time. He got a hit each time. He scored a run each time. He had two singles, a double, and a two-run homer, so he also had two runs batted in. Our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game is Aaron Pennington. The totals in this one, Round County 11 runs, 10 hits an error, 9 men left. Bath County no runs, 6 hits an error, and 8 men left. Winning pitcher Ingalls, 3-1. Losing pitcher Carpenter, 2-4. Round County now at 16-3. Bath County continues their great season. Certainly not very happy probably about the last couple of days, but 15-5 for Bath County. And, again, Roy, you and I had the opportunity to do both of these two games on these two nights, and they could not have been more different.
You're exactly right. Last night, final could have very easily been 2-1 with Round on top. But tonight, Round jumped on Bath there in the bottom of the first and scored all four innings. And just looked like Bath was down confident after they got behind. And, you know, of course, it's a whole lot easier to play from the lead than it is from behind. But, you know, Bath, hopefully they'll bounce back. Round's a really quality team, and they're going to win quite a few games. Both these teams will for the rest of the year.
Well, I show for Round County, they will play Friday against Lafayette in the Doc Morris Invitational, and I'm not sure really where that particular game is going to be, but if they do have three games in the Doc Morris, it'll be Lafayette and Western Hills and Scott High.
I think that's in Northern Kentucky. I don't know exactly which field.
They have
which
different fields where they play a lot of them, because it's a great tournament up there, classic up there. And for Bath County, unless there's a change in that, they will not play again until Thursday on the road at Paris at 5:30. And then on Friday, they will play at Augusta at 6 o'clock. And I guess they had taken the weekend off in case the 2A was going to come up. But that's what's next for Coach Patrick Armitage and his Wildcats. We want to thank Coach Armitage for his help. Also, Coach Scott Collins for his. For the Round County folks, they had the press box ready to go, and it's a good one. We are honored to be working here. I want to thank Roy for coming up. I'm glad he did. It's, you know, having sister schools and sister stations or whatever like that. It was good to have input from both of them on this, and we appreciate Roy doing that. And I tell you what, you and I, we've not had a bad game yet. You know,
no.
Just as far as
Jared may take this down a notch a little bit tonight, our reputation. But no, you guys are easy to work with. You're very professional, and you've done this for a long time. I'm just kind of a fill-in guy, but I sure enjoyed it.
And we're probably not as funny as Jeff Ray is, but there you go. Well, again, 6-2 now, and after five in that. Softball game, and you know, check over on WKCA 97.7 if you want to find out how that one comes out. And we got Cincinnati Reds baseball coming up tonight. I want to thank Owen Mundy on studio controls, and that's gonna wrap it up for us here tonight. For Roy Wright, Jared Stacy, I'm Randy Stacy. Round County 11, Bath County 5. Until next time, so long, everybody.
You're listening to 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com, the broadcast voice of Rowan County High School Athletics. Broadcast sponsors include Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex and Go-To Solutions of Moorhead, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, the Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, People's Bank of Kentucky, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Your home for Rowan County High School Athletics and 24-7 fun is 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.